This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
We're launching into the third hour of the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here toll-free and bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Still to come, we got to talk about economics in one lesson. We're way behind, as we sort of are perennially on this book. It's a great book when we do get around to talking about it. We've been doing it chapter by chapter. We're overdue to talk about chapter 16, which is about price controls, and hopefully we can get into that coming up here in a bit. But your calls and thoughts come first. Excuse me, chapter 17, actually, is what we're going to be talking about here tonight. But yeah, Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio, to the phones, to the fun. Let's start out with Brian in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how's it going tonight, fellas?
What's on your mind, Brian?
I've been doing Uber Eats since the first of the year. I find it a great part-time thing. I'm using it to fatten up my 401k, you know. I'm mid-50s. But recently,
Uber Eats, just for listeners that don't know, this is for listeners that are unfamiliar, Uber, of course, probably well known as a ride-sharing company. It operates in dozens of markets all around the globe. But this Uber Eats is a division of Uber where you're not delivering people from point A to point B. You're picking up food from some restaurant and then delivering it to its intended recipient. Is that right?
That is correct. Okay. And there are some places, you know, that puts me in mind back of I've been listening to y'all for a long time. I mean, there was some lady down in Georgia that was cooking food, you know, and they were harassing her. But where I live, it's pretty much they're letting people cook wherever they can and pick it up wherever they can. But my reason for calling is they changed their terms of service, and the part I understand is. They want to make as much money as possible. I understand as a contract worker, I'm not an employee. I mean, if they say that's what they're going to pay me and I decide to accept that, I can deal with that.
So what did they do? Reduce the payouts?
No, the payout isn't reduced anymore. They take away the unnecessary, task of having to look at what they actually took out. I mean, they're cut out of all of it, which is where we are right now. What brings me to this?
Okay, so they're not, just to clarify, they're not showing you the full amount of the sale. You're only getting to see what you take away. You don't get to see what the customer paid.
Right, exactly. But I can still deal with that. I mean, in the free market, that's the way some transactions work. I can deal with that.
So you're getting paid. Just let's make sure we're kind of on the same page here and we understand how this works. You're driving. You go to a place. You pick up the order for the customer. Has the customer already paid for the order, or do you have to pay for it, then the customer pays it back?
The customer's already paid for the order.
Okay.
But this part right here doesn't have anything to do with food. It's actually got to do with people. But, you know, once you're in the organization, you're in the organization. It's just a different department. Mm-hmm. They've set up a system where you live, pretty much demographics and all that other stuff that they've got, that they've got an idea of how much you will pay for that service to be picked up for that ride or whatever.
Right.
And so you might be one place in one neighborhood, and they'll charge you, say, it'll be a $25 ride, you know, to go from here to the airport. But if you're in another neighborhood, no matter what the distance, it might be an entirely higher or lower cost.
Interesting. Okay.
And so basically the customer is shown one route. That, you know, to get them there, you know, and what else? And the driver's shown another route. The driver's shown the shorter route, and of course, the customer's shown the longer route, which of course, hey, I understand, hey, that's the difference between, you know, that's your profit margin. I understand all that. Just, It's just sure,
that seems
kind of
shifty.
Shady.
Yeah, that seems yeah, pretty,
that's what's
pretty nasty to me.
Going on, that doesn't seem very understandable.
I don't think it's okay to lie to your customers.
No,
I mean,
and there's been this huge. Well, I won't say huge because this is the gig market, so you don't know exactly how many people are out there. But you know the numbers. They say Uber is has millions of drivers because they can only keep 4% of them. But but you know, there's some type of strike going on, or delete Uber or whatever, to get them to change to up the terms of service or whatever for more of the money. Was this that thing
we were talking about? It sounds familiar because I remember we talked about a hashtag delete Uber. That was when people were upset because Uber, you know, sort of they want to have contractors, but some of these people want to be employees because they want to get health coverage. They want Uber to like take care of them.
No. I don't want to be their employee. I want to be a contract worker for them because that way I know y'all hate this word, but hey. At least I can make it work on my taxes. Like I said, I'm using it to fatten up my 401k. By the time you put $6K in there for the 401k and you write up all your other expenses as a contractor, it pays for itself. So at least if you do it part-time and you're my age. I wouldn't say if you're doing it full-time. Yeah, you're out there busting your butt. And, hey, that's the cost of being in business. And they're thinking, like you said, employees. Like, well, how come they don't take care of this for me? No, you're in business for yourself when you do
this. It's a problem with the mindset of the people who are complaining and working for Uber in this case. They're used to being taken care of by companies because that's what the government has forced employers to do. And so when they're finally out striking out on their own and responsible for themselves, their reaction in these people's cases is to demand that their situation be similar to what they've always had, rather than going out and just learning for themselves how to get health insurance or whatever it is that they're looking for. But that's a whole other issue. So what specifically on the Uber Eats thing did you want to, was there something else to share about it?
Well, no, it wasn't me. It was the terms of service, that basically people are, they're getting charged by what Uber thinks you will pay and not by the actual route.
I see what you're saying. Based on the demographics,
if you walk into the pizza joint and they say, well, you'll pay $50 for this pizza. That's what we're going to charge you.
I see what you're saying. And so wouldn't that also encourage the drivers? Because normally when you work for Uber, you get rides or hires based on your vicinity, based on how close you are to the person who needs the service. So wouldn't that encourage the drivers to, say, hang out in the rich neighborhoods? Because if somebody's in their mansion, they're more willing to pay a $25 service fee to have a Subway sandwich dropped off at their house than, say, somebody who's living in the ghetto. Who's not likely going to be willing to pay that much. So it is interesting.
Okay, but interestingly enough, you get just as many deliveries to the ghetto. these people, they got to eat. And it goes back to that, God, I wish I could remember the lady's name. She was down in Georgia. She was frequently on your show a few years
Mama
ago.
Allie.
If Mama Allie was in Nashville, Tennessee right now, she'd be making a fortune because it's just too easy with Uber Eats. You can order food from anywhere, and if it's worth the price, people will order from one side of town to the other all day.
That's amazing. I'm glad that it's working out for you, Brian, and thanks for calling to share that with us tonight. We appreciate it. By the way, in the other Uber-related news, we actually haven't talked about Uber in quite a while. Whatever the headlines have been, they haven't come across Free Talk Live. And we were pretty fascinated by this for a while, and it still is interesting to watch as they continue to fight it out with these various governments around the country. According to Fortune magazine, Uber and Lyft are coming back to Austin. This, according to, I guess this is a pretty fresh story, posted today. So starting tomorrow, ride-hailing platforms Uber and Lyft are expected to return to operations in Austin Monday when Texas Governor Greg Abbott will sign a bill likely overturning the state capitol's strict driver screening rules. It's unclear, however, what kind of reception the companies can expect after winning a dirty fight with one of the country's largest, most influential, and most cantankerous cities. Both Uber and Lyft, as you may recall if you were listening, ceased operations in Austin last year because of those rules, which were first implemented in late 2015. A particular sticking point was a requirement that all drivers be fingerprinted, a rule which applies to other professional drivers in the city, but which Uber and Lyft described as burdensome. And they said, all right, well, we'll just leave town. And that's what they did. And now it looks like the state government might be overturning that particular rule. So it's nice to see that Uber and Lyft didn't break on this one. They held firm, and they're getting their territory back. More coming up.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Yes, yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial on in toll free and bring up whatever whatever you want. It's the live Sunday edition, and as always, you can dial up at toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. It's Simbi.com, S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of the services available at Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people like you are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go get your account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services, Simbi.com. As we continue, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. Then coming up, we got economics in one lesson, hopefully. It's Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WBNW in Concord. Go ahead, Scott.
Good evening, Mark, Ian, and Johnny Ray. Tonight's message, I'd like to discuss America's veterans. I honor America's veterans. Monday, tomorrow, May 29th, 2017, is Memorial Day, as you know. It is also the 100th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's birth. I will not talk about John F. Kennedy because he was a gigolo while president and he had no morals. In Massachusetts, John F. Kennedy is a god.
John F. Kennedy was a gigolo? That's
a
new
allegation. President, he most certainly was. Yes, he had women brought into the White House.
He was paid for sex?
No. He was getting Marilyn Monroe. He was a sex machine. That's what he was.
Well, that's different than being a gigolo. You understand that, right? A gigolo is a man who is paid for sexual, interactions.
Well, people will often call people who are promiscuous a can I say the W word?
Whore?
Yes, sure. Which is synonymous with prostitute.
Though he was still a veteran, he was a war hero, so I thank him for his service. To me, America's veterans are the very best and most noble human beings that America can ever produce.
Why?
Because they give the ultimate to their country. They fight. They serve America.
Why is that noble? They're doing the dirty work of politicians who are the least noble of people.
I agree. It's always
well. How can one be noble when one is doing dirty work for scum?
I think one can be brave, courageous, have a good heart, these kinds of things. I suppose you can have a noble heart, noble intentions.
As you drop bombs on innocent people.
Well, I think that if you believe that is the right thing to do. Sure, it's a noble intention.
But shouldn't you know better? I mean, shouldn't most people know that politicians are scum of the earth?
Absolutely. When you send a kid for 13 years to government school, and then at the end of that government school, they go to work for the government, absolutely.
They've been brainwashed.
They should know better, but they don't because they've spent 14 years, in government schools. No wonder. Mm. There's no organization on the planet that has such good indoctrination as the
That's
politicians
true.
In Washington, D.C. and capitals around the world.
And they've got a solid recruiting plan. I mean, get them while they're young, right?
I'd like if I could, just finish my it won't take long. My father served during the Korean War and my uncle during World War II. Those were the days when patriotism in America was at its zenith and sacrifice was a badge of honor. But unfortunately, those days are gone forever and will never return. Today, America does not even know what patriotism is, and America does not value patriotism anymore.
Isn't patriotism the same thing that's always been, blind devotion to one's government?
Yes, it is, and I'm going to get to that.
That's not
a
value.
Almighty dollar. And the gist of it is this, gentlemen. Is that America is not worth fighting and dying for anymore. That's what the point I'm trying to make.
I'll agree with you on that much, but I don't think it ever was.
For greedy, they're fighting. I know you get annoyed at me, Mark, but I'm going to be honest with you.
You got to back off that phone, dude. You need to get a new phone, really, honestly, because this one's pretty bad.
They're fighting for greedy international
not that much.
Jewish Wall Street bankers. Not all of them are Jews, but most of them are. They're fighting for greedy and evil politicians. They're fighting for big oil, Exxon Mobil. They're fighting for big pharma.
So isn't the best thing that you can do now? Now look, we disagree.
I've lost all faith in America. That's what I'm telling you.
Look, Scott. So you and I disagree on you're a racist, but we separate ways on that. But I do agree with your general viewpoint that America, the government, more specifically. The U.S. federal government is not worth fighting for, and it has never been worth fighting for in my lifetime. They do not do honest things, and they didn't. didn't do them in the past either. I mean, they murdered Indians. They've done all kinds of horrific things. And, you know, fighting for a criminal gang is not an honorable thing to do. I understand that people believe that there's some honor in it and that in the moment of their fight, they might do something honorable, like save, you know, one of their buddies or save some kid from a burning village or whatever. Unless, of course, they're the ones who torched the village in the first place, which isn't unheard of. But regardless, I'm with you on that much. Gentlemen, you want to comment? Johnny Ray is actually formerly
of the
military.
Johnny Ray is a veteran. Are you going to take
thank you for your service.
No, I think that for the most part, sacrifice is for I think that our heroes were well-meaning dupes.
I agree.
And these days, I think technology is taking us forward, and I think that people are no longer, people don't have that 1950s mindset where everything is for the state and for the flag, where we've got new media telling us really some of the dreadful things that our state and every other state around the world is doing. I think the collectivism and communism is losing its grip on the world, and ultimately, I'm excited for the future. As a veteran, I was duped, but I was looking
for. How old were you when you joined?
20.
Okay.
Well, I think I was 19.
Okay.
What war were you in, Johnny Ray?
I was not in a war. I was in between Desert Shield, and I got out right before Desert Storm. So I was very lucky. But while I was in, I was bored sitting on my butt. I wanted there to be a war that I could go to and gain some glory.
Thank goodness that didn't happen.
Yeah, I would have got, because I'm such an idiot, I would have gotten my nuts shot off, and I would have gotten somebody else killed. So I'm glad I didn't go to war.
You know what gets me very angry? Donald Trump's children, I assure you, they would never be called up for a draft.
No, of course not.
And none of these politicians would either their children. So it is a double standard. It's a double sword. And Ian, I want to give you an explanation. Now, yes, I have. You've been fair to me, and I've been an anti-Semite on your airways. I want you to tell you why I'm an anti-Semite. On September 15th, 2008, I had my broker call me, and I had $190,000 swindled from me when Lehman Brothers went under. Richard Fuld was the disgraced CEO. He destroyed Lehman Brothers. I blame Jews for my loss of my money, Ian.
Well, that's ridiculous, because if you want to blame somebody, you should blame whichever individuals were in charge of losing your money.
A small handful of people that swindled you happen to be a certain ethnicity. That doesn't mean you go after the whole ethnicity. Now, I told you that I found out relatively recently that I've got some Jewish ancestry. Is it my fault that you had Lehman Brothers, something to do with Lehman Brothers, you swindle $190,000?
No, it's not. But let me tell you something. Richard Fuld, I don't know if you ever heard of him before.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
He's living in a mansion in Greenwich, Connecticut. He's a multi-billionaire, probably a billionaire. He ripped off not only me, but tens of thousands of other investors. He needs to go to prison. He needs to go where Bernie Madoff is.
Is that going
to
get your money back?
What's that?
Is that going to get your money back?
No, it's not.
Probably not.
It'll give me some satisfaction. Right. You know, if you were...
Well, Scott, hold on. Thank you for the call tonight. We can talk to you another night. We got other folks who want to get on here, but I'm going to get you a different phone line. We'll see if we can get a clearer connection for the future. More coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free right here to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And so health insurance, it's a pretty messed up situation in the United States, but Mark, it turns out you don't have to have it.
You don't have to have health insurance. You can be part of a health sharing organization. HealthExcellenceSelect.com really makes it very, very easy to participate that way, because not only do they give you, you know, coverage isn't the right term, but, you know, help you to defer the costs of your, you know, medical care, by sharing with other people, but you also can get from them a daily health assessment if you want it. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. A medical information card that you can give to other, you know, providers. Because of HIPAA, they don't really communicate very well. They don't know what you've got and all that other stuff. This really cuts down. What they intend to do is to make you healthier. They don't want to treat your sickness. They want to make you healthy. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price, because, man, like less than $600 to cover a family. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. per month, I should say.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Daryl is on the line in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, man, tuned in. You know, it's a Sunday evening, holiday evening, and I will catch you guys from now on in this time slot because great show.
Thanks.
I was kind of tunnel visioned about a lot of stuff, but you guys are opening up and making me think about it a little bit. And in the earlier session, I'll get right to it. You were talking about Morpheus and the Bitcoin type stuff. That's amazing. I had heard some stuff, but I haven't really heard any talk show people talk about this. I've seen little bits and pieces in the Wall Street Journal and the all that sort of stuff. But amazing show, very informative. The question I have for you is, one of you punched in a website for a federal type of website that you could find out what cases are pending on and stuff. That was fascinating to me. Would you mind giving me that website again?
Sure. It's called PACER, and I forget offhand what the acronym stands for, but PACER.gov. It's the federal court case lookup system. You register for an account. They do require that you give them credit card information to register for the account. However, they give you your first $15 per, I believe it's per quarter year. So every 3 months you have $15 worth of credit that you can use for free. And you can go and look up any old case you want. So, you know, if you want to look up Thomas Costanzo, which is the Morpheus's real name, you can look up his case, or, you know, Ross Ulbricht or whoever it is that's got a case in the federal system, and you can see the full docket. You can see all the filings, with the exception of redacted filings, which do appear occasionally that you can't see. But for the most part, you can get all the motions and all the, you know, decisions and orders from the judge in any given case. But the most important thing that you need to know about the PACER system, because it is, again, what they'll do is they charge by the page. So it's 10 cents a page. So if you got a 20-page motion that you want to download, that's a $2 cost. And so it's not hard. If you want to look at more than a few cases, it's not hard at all to hit that $15 limit. And obviously, you know, you don't want to give any more money to the federal government than you have to. So staying below that $15 is always a nice thing to do. So there's an interesting tool that some activists came up with called Recap. So anybody that's going to go access the PACER system, before you do that, you need to install the Recap plugin for your Firefox or Chrome browser. Recap is PACER spelled backwards, of course. And what Recap does is whenever you're on PACER and you look up any case, Recap will let you know if it's already in the Recap database. So the idea behind Recap is, if a thing that you download, some sort of motion for a court case, is not already, you know, somebody else with Recap hasn't already downloaded that, you'll download it from the federal PACER system, and PACER will, you know, amount whatever that charge is, you know, say 50 cents or a dollar or whatever. And then once you download it, Recap is always watching whenever you're on the PACER site, and Recap will ingest that file into their system. So that way, the next time anybody wants to go and download that file, if they're using the Recap system, you don't have to download it from the feds. Recap will provide it and provide it free of cost. So basically what they're doing is they're using crowdsourcing, the, you know, hundreds or thousands of people who have this Recap plugin who are accessing whatever various cases on the PACER system. They're essentially crowdsourcing all of those PDF files into a free database, which is maintained by the Recap people. Does that make sense that I explained that understandably?
You know what? That was erudicial. Unbelievable. Wow. I just, because the light bulb just went off, because I had a friend that has a lawyer that just went through law school, and now she's clerking for the New Mexico Supreme Court. And he mentioned, he says, now there's some sort of program or government thing that they go to look at all the precedent for and how they get all their case knowledge. And that's how they, and I said, really, a little secret thing? And you just filled in. That was an insight you gave me right there, because, and very well explicated. Wow.
There you
unbelievable,
go.
Unbelievable job, man. Thank you. I'm going to take that knowledge and employ it tomorrow, and I'll be listening next Sunday. You on every Sunday?
Yeah, we're on
7 days a week.
I know Kiva's got us on some of those times, not all, I don't think all 21 hours, but whenever we're on there, thank you for listening. And if you want to listen to us online when they don't have us, you can always find us over at freetalklive.com. And Daryl, thanks for your call tonight. Speaking of Kiva, we just happen to have the program director on the line as well. Eddie is on the line, presumably listening to his own station, Kiva, in Albuquerque. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, I did not tell Daryl to call. That's a great call. And yeah. Daryl, we're on every Saturday and Sunday. And I should air you guys. Congratulations, Ian. Number 29 on Talkers and number two in your time slot. Did you know that? The only guy that you're behind is Mark Levin.
Oh, yes, I know.
Where did you hear that? Where did you hear that?
He can count.
Well, because I do the math. That's exactly right.
Oh, you mean you were looking at the Talkers list and you deduced it from their top 10.
Look at the last caller just butters him up on what a brilliant guy he is. And he's like, I can't even look at the other people on the Talkers list. I don't know how many there are.
So I will tell you, though, next time, Ian, next time you guys have some sort of anti-Semitic guy who literally is a racist, like the way that guy is, I mean, I don't mind pulling you guys off, though, by the same token. That kind of talk is just total hate. And I have to tell you that I was livid when I heard a guy talk the way that he did and just make this sort of blanket statement about everything. I want to talk to you about something specifically, though. That you guys have been, that Daryl alluded to, and I don't know.
Well, we don't, Paul, before you go on, we don't take somebody off the air because they have an opinion. We are going to counter that opinion. We're going to talk about those terrible ideas and explain, you know, why they're so bad and terrible.
It's so horrible. I couldn't even stand to listen to the guy, to be quite honest. But let me say something. You guys, I want to talk about Bitcoin because you guys have been ahead of the curve on everything. And the Bitcoin is, I don't know where it's gone, but I'm getting all these things in my Facebook feed and news feed, and suddenly everyone's interested in Bitcoin. You guys were interested in Bitcoin from a long time ago, and
that's
without
right.
divulging exactly how much money that you guys have made, Ian, every single time I see that, I have to think that you have made some money, that you've done okay. Can you kind of talk about that just a little bit? Because I think you're ahead of even Wall Street at this point. And some of the things that you're talking about, you know, market analysis, about ways to market your company, small business, you know, trading, you know, new ways of doing business. I really think that this is the future should anything come down. But, you know, even in spite of that, just anything in general, because the Bitcoin stuff, I know you guys have made at least a little bit of money. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so Roger Ver, we had him on in the first hour of the show tonight, and anybody that missed that interview can always go grab it over at freetalklive.com later tonight. He's the proprietor over at bitcoin.com, and we really owe our Bitcoin success, what level of it that we've had, to Roger, because he saw the vision. He dragged us into it, basically, by he was an advertiser of ours for his company Memory Dealers, which is a computer memory manufacturer in Tokyo. So he was advertising with the show for a long time, and then he got into Bitcoin because he heard us talking about it. I will tell you the rest of the story if you want to hang. We'll bring you back, Eddie, more in moments.
Yeah,
here,
please.
This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Have you checked your Google search results
results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. In these remaining moments, there's enough time for you. If you dial right now, our number is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So we're going to get back into the Bitcoin talk here in a moment. We were inquired of by Eddie in New Mexico, the program director slash owner of Kiva, which is our affiliate down there. We're going to bring him back on. But I do want to let you know about the brand new Free Talk Live, LRN.FM, Patreon, which I launched over the weekend here. You can go to patreon.lrn.fm, and we're trying something new. There was a discussion amongst our Free Talk Live amplifiers, and those are the people who give at least $5 a month to Free Talk Live to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And for a while, it had been sort of like the Free Talk Live LRN amp program. LRN is the Liberty Radio Network. That is my little internet stream where we're on there, and a bunch of other Liberty-oriented shows are on there. It's a 24/7 live streaming audio network with libertarian content around the clock. And so the AMP program was, to some extent, supporting that as well. And due to the discussions we've been having, decided to split that off. So to take the LRN factor from the AMP program and kind of make it its own fundraiser for the people who are in support of the idea of having satellite coverage of LRN.FM broadcast all around the globe. We've got two satellites right now, one over North and Central America, it's called Galaxy 19, and another one over Sub-Saharan Africa called SES-5 that are airing Free Talk Live and the dozens of other great shows on LRN.FM around the clock. And, you know, I wanted to see if that has, you know, support. Let's break it out. Let's see how much support it has, because some people in the AMP program wanted to see their AMP dollars just going to Free Talk Live to promote this show specifically rather than going to spreading the satellite signal, which I like both of those things, but not everybody likes both of those things. So the idea was, let's split it off and, you know, we'll do some other stuff with the AMP money, like refocus that, and we've got some announcements coming up for that too. But the first step was to split off the LRN.FM satellite fundraiser, and that's happening now. It's ongoing. So the last 2 years we've done satellite fundraisers, we've used Indiegogo, and that's like a limited time thing. You can only do 30 or 60 days with Indiegogo, so we did two 60-day things over the last couple of years and, you know, got some level of support for it. So I figured, well, let's see what happens if we can do ongoing monthly contributions for
this. Because LRN.FM is broadcast ongoing. Every month, every week, every day on satellites.
That's right.
Across the world or something.
And people are hearing that, you know, and you can go and check out the video that I made and the pitch over at patreon.lrn.fm. And, of course, it talks about our caller, Akko, from Cameroon and the experiences that he's had and how common these satellite receivers are in countries like Cameroon and other poorer countries in Africa. And to me, how important it is that those people should be able to hear the ideas of liberty, too. I mean, this shouldn't just be a United States-centric focus. So anybody that supports that global spread of the ideas of liberty, you really ought to go to patreon.lrn.fm. As we go back to Eddie listening on Kiva, he's the program director, the owner of the station. You were asking us about kind of your early experience with Bitcoin, and I was telling you how we kind of got dragged into it. I wish I could say that I was, you know, wise and hip to Bitcoin. I was aware that it existed. I thought it was a cool idea, but I'm just, you know, I'm not a professional investor, and I didn't think I should go right out and buy that. So instead, I just sat around and just reported on Bitcoin, and then eventually one of our listeners and supporters and advertisers, Roger Veer, who you heard at the beginning of the show tonight, he was a current advertiser with us, paying dollars at the time for his advertisements. And then he came to us, Mark, and he said, would you take Bitcoin? Bitcoin for these ads, and we were
he said, I would like to, is what he said, and I interpreted that. When you deal with a businessman to the level of Roger Veer, I don't interpret that as, gentlemen, I'd like to bring forth this idea and see what you think. I mean, he's an advertiser, and advertisers kind of have the advantage in that way, and so I asked him, could we just do the Sunday show, because we were rolling out the Sunday show at that time, and then, you know, then I can, you know, get a chance to see how this is working, and then we'll do the 7 day a week show later. And we did that, and so some months later we switched to all 7 days.
So basically, had we had the vision for it, we would have said yes, go ahead, pay us 100%.
We would be wildly wealthy right now.
We didn't. We were like, well, we're not so sure about this thing. So how about we let you pay 25%, and then it went to 50%, and then I think we went to 100%.
I think you've got your numbers wrong.
No, but, okay. That's fine. It seemed like that to me.
Yeah, it was It was 1/7. And then it was 100%.
Okay. So 15%.
Now we get more than, it's about 85% of our revenue comes in crypto.
So we've got Bitcoin, we got Dash. These are the cryptocurrencies that are coming into us. Jax is paying with Bitcoin, though,
that's
right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. It's been a fun ride.
If I can say one thing here, you probably have tens of thousands of dollars in Bitcoin based upon the appreciation of Bitcoin, I would imagine, at this point, or are we beyond that?
I don't think we really need to get into detail about that.
But what would you have to say regarding it?
I think it's awesome, and I think more people should be involved in Bitcoin. I see you guys as constantly advertising Bitcoin, so I thought, well, these guys got in early. How come other people didn't get in early?
Here's the thing. We're probably still early on. I mean,
it's still early
with Bitcoin. And so, you know, you can easily look back and say, you can easily look back and kick yourself and say, oh, darn it, I should have gotten in when it was $10 a piece. But you know, it's too late now for that, but it's not too late to get in at all, because you can always buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. Right now, one Bitcoin is going to cost you about $2,100 in U.S. dollars, but you can get a tenth of a Bitcoin or a hundredth of a Bitcoin, and so you can still, if all you got is $20 that you can spend, you can get $20 worth of Bitcoin. There are things called Bitcoin vending machines that are in all pretty much all the major cities, where you literally just stick cash into a machine and then Bitcoin appears on your phone. Or you can sign up for one of the more centralized Bitcoin brokerage houses or exchanges like Coinbase or you know, ItBit or one of these other places, and then you can, you know, give up your personal information, your bank account information, and then get Bitcoin very, very cheaply compared to, say, what
you
pay.
I appreciate all you guys. I appreciate you guys bringing it to the market. I think more people should be involved in it, and I'm just excited about, you know, the opportunity moving forward, because I have never seen something move like that until I started seeing this stuff in my Facebook feed, and everyone's like, well, if I would have invested this back in 2011, 2012, look how much I'd have today, and I guess that's where he's at.
You still would have done well if you'd invested it last year. I mean, Bitcoin at this time last year was about $600 per Bitcoin, so it's more than tripled in just the last year alone. I mean, there's no doubt that Bitcoin has been the best performing investment across all investments in the last decade. But it's, you know, it's a wild ride, and if you're going to get into it, I say my strategy, and I'm no expert, is to just hold on, just watch and wait and see what happens, because if you get thrown off by, you know, the day-to-day ups and downs of it, it'll really throw you for a loop, because it's all over the place.
Congratulations on your new ranking, by the way, Ian.
Thank you, Eddie. Well, we couldn't have done it without you.
For the station.
Yeah, we couldn't have done it without great stations like yours that have the vision for having, you know, a show on that isn't your typical cookie-cutter conservative, you know, talk radio show, and it takes some risk on a station's part, you know, to go out there and kind of put their foot out there like this and say, hey, you know, let's take a little risk with these new guys, and I appreciate that. So thank you for the call tonight, man.
No problem.
Eddie Aragon from Kiva there in Albuquerque. And speaking of Albuquerque, Sarah is now on the line. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, just yesterday our state legislature decided to raise the gas tax at the state level. So my question is, are we still going to have the city gas tax election on our ballot October 3rd?
So who's our? You're talking about in New Mexico? I have no idea.
The city of Albuquerque.
So that's a question. Yeah, but I was shocked. You know what? And you dug it up. You dug it up in the computer. But I thought they were just messing around. I never thought that they were really up to passing the gas tax at the state level, but they did it yesterday.
Unless the gas tax at the state level repealed the local municipality's ability to add their own tax, then there's a good chance that the municipal tax will still be on the ballot.
So then it's going to be added to the state would tax it, and then the city could add their.
That's how it works in most places, yes, where cities also may tack on an extra tax on top of the state tax, is my understanding, at least, of how that works.
If the city is.
I can't believe they did it, and I'm so happy that they did it.
Oh, I can believe it. The, you know, state's a money-grubbing organization that's going to, if money's changing hands, always want an ever-increasing percentage of it.
I wonder if bus fares.
You took the words out of my mouth. If the city is intending to, if they're looking at that potential revenue, the fact that the state has earmarked some of it for themselves does not take their hunger away.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do it. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. And if you didn't get in tonight, no worries. We've always got another show tomorrow. We're on 7 nights a week. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.